Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Listen carefully, folks. You just listened to the propaganda outlets. They call themselves the conservatives. This is why we take the time and think things through. Whatever a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, right? But we think things through to understand that today's conservatives are, in fact, yesterday's liberals, because it's the said conservatives that have failed to be the salt of the earth that have brought us to the position that we're in today. Okay? Are we winning? Absolutely not. Why do they call themselves conservatives then? I have no idea. The purpose of conservatism is, again, being the salt that stops the putrefaction, but that's not what's happening. So anyways, let me make the point that I want to make. If you want to go ahead and remove God's statutes and accept man's commandments in their place, you're going to get the results that man brings. And it's a system of indulgence. And I've explained this in part before. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because they were just talking about this Maine shooter. They just love these headlines. If it bleeds, it leads, folks. They just love these explosive headlines. Yes, we got another guy that's crazy enough in his head to go out and start shooting all these other people. And hopefully we can convince the people that the gun is the problem rather than the shooter and the system that taught him to commit the crime in the first place. Don't pay attention to the last two things I said. Just pay attention to what the mainstream media and their useful idiots that work under the covering of the Mockingbird CIA media have to say. Okay, just listen to what they want you to believe in. Let them indoctrinate you over and over again. If you have not taken the time, friends, to understand Omri, Micah 6:16, do a bit of a commentary search on perhaps Albert Barnes. He's prime. Concerning that very scripture, Micah 6:16, because this is the narrative, friends, that's being played out on a global basis. So, let's go back to the shooter again. They got another shooter. The main shooter. It's all over the news today. What's the problem? Is it the problem with the shooter, or is the problem the gun? We need to create more gun-free zones. But don't tell the people that 94% of all of these said mass shooters are looking for gun-free zones to commit the act because they want to kill as many people as they possibly can. Who's responsible for that? The Second Amendment? Those that hold to the Second Amendment? Or those politicians that are creating policies that undermine the very laws that they're supposed to uphold? Which one? Read Psalm 94:16 when you get a moment, friends. This is who the Lord's looking for, because Americans tolerate 94:20 of the book of Psalms. And furthermore, let me ask you the question. Amos 3:3 comes to my aid right now. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? How is it that you allow politicians to undermine your Second Amendment? And they do this as they create policies, friends, with armed security detail defending themselves from the people they're supposed to serve. It's Bradley, everything you said, it contradicts itself. That's my point. Why do you put up with it? This Maine shooter, by the way, he's a former vet. He had left a message for his son. He also talked about the voices in that message, the voices that he continuously heard in his head. We're hearing this more and more and more and more. Friends, remember the Navy Yard shooter? Same exact thing. Many of these other mass shooters, outside of the fact that they're on dangerous psychotropic drugs, the fictitious disease called, they need antidepressants for ADHD and other mental disorders. Do you know that those are all street drugs from the 50s that used to be illegal in this country? If you don't believe me, just go ahead and look at the black box on the back of these antidepressants, friends, because what they're not telling you concerning these mass shooters is they're all on antidepressants. Okay, that's another point that I wanted to make. But the voice is what I want to highlight for a moment. MK Ultra, friends, they have something called the voice of God. They send the signal, continuously bombarding people. And these are the voices that they're hearing, and then they go out and commit the crime. Folks, that's why we stay in the Word. That's why we stay under the covering of the Most High, Psalm 91. Okay? That's why we stay where we're at. And what's worse than all of this concerning the Maine shooter, friends? The gun's the problem. No, the gun is not the problem. If the gun was the problem, then why do all the politicians have armed security guards? That's not the problem. The problem is concerning their agenda is your right to bear arms, because once they take that, you're done, just like the guy that we were talking about and talking to yesterday over in the UK named Tommy Robinson. The police have been disarmed. The people have been disarmed. But guess who's not disarmed? All of the thugs that are raping these girls of theirs over there that are coming from the Middle East, and he was talking about Islam in that particular situation. Those that practice the doctrines of devils. Read 1 Timothy 4:1 when you get a moment. Hey, folks, the gun's not the problem. Remember after Columbine, they kept blaming the guns. We have to have more gun control, more gun control. You know, the fact of the matter is, if we had armed teachers in those facilities, those indoctrination centers, for those that still throw their kids into public schools to be raised up by their sworn enemies, which defines a fool, well, you know, it would have been a smart idea to at least have the teachers armed, because they would have put a stop to it right then and there. But outside of the fact that we relied about that narrative, too, over 101 eyewitnesses said there was more than two shooters inside of that school. Folks, never pay attention to the narrative, because if it's not there to distract you from the real story, they're there to indoctrinate you because they want more control over your life. That's why they magnify these stories. The problem is the gun. That's what they're going to go for. You can rest assured. Well, I can tell you right now, they're not taking mine. Let me say it again. They're not taking my Second Amendment rights away, because my rights didn't come from them. They came from God. And them that are trying to take away my Second Amendment, they work for me. I do not work for them. Period. No. Let's pull that period back. Exclamation. And when the American people take on the mindset, you're not taking my Second Amendment right to bear arms away. The whole purpose, friends, as you all know, was not about going out and shooting deer. The whole purpose our forefathers armed the people was in case our government went tyrannical. They went tyrannical a long time ago. And no good government that is there to do their job would be trying to wiggle their way into your lives to steal away your guns. And they're going to find a reason sooner or later if the American people don't put a stop to this nonsense. But again, going back, the gun's not the problem. You know what the problem is? The way that these criminals, these repeat criminals, the recidivism rate is 74%. The Bible says, if a man takes the life of any human being unlawfully, he shall most certainly be put to death. What needs to happen is these shooters that are taking the initiative to go out and mass murder as many people as they can, they need to be set up as a standard, and they need to publicly televise their execution as they hang them publicly. That's going to put the fear of God in others, and that's going to teach them the fear of God, Proverbs 16:6. If not, you're going to get more of this.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on beforeitsnews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello friends, this is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, so welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe, go to SLL Radio Live. You can watch us on Rumble even now, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page over there as well. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, listen, I want to show you something here because really what I want to do is I'm doing my best to not persuade, though I am in part. I am trying to bring forth reformation back to who we are, not to who the powers that are tolerated by the people that are complaining about them want us to be. Okay? Jeremiah 6:16. And the way to do that is, again, to know the Word of God, to know the Constitution. So you know when someone is lying. Which one's the crook? Which one's not? Which one's righteous? Which one's unrighteous? Which one's holy? Which one's unholy? Which one's lawful? Which one's unlawful? You get the point. Ezekiel 44:23. I want to show you, again, this is brand new. I want to show you what's happening in these congressional hearings in your country. And I want you to listen carefully to the hypocrisy taking place here. And again, what Americans need is they need justice. Why? Because justice guards your, in our, in mine, liberties. Without justice, you're allowing these people as accomplices to continuously destroy your country. Isaiah 26:9 comes to my aid. When thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. The only way to set the message, friends, concerning these highlights that we get from the mainstream media on a 24/7 basis is to stand up and be the law that we're called to be and bring judgment upon the heads of the guilty rather than allowing corrupt politicians to go ahead and assail the innocent law-abiding American Christians, and not in that order. I want to play this for you. I want you to check this out. I want you to listen carefully again to the details of this conversation. This is another individual been put up in your government as a hero when you need him, said Albert Pike, 33rd degree Mason, who's now burning in hell where he belongs. Remember, those that continue in their sin will die in their sin, and there's a place for sinners. And it's not God's mercy, friends, or his desire that men go to hell. No, they reject his mercy and they make the choice to go on in their sin, which the end and the fruit thereof is death. Romans 6:23. Check this out. This is what the American people have been conditioned to put up with. Listen carefully to the crimes that are being committed.
Butler, that every child gets a Know Your Rights presentation. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is that before or after you release them to labor traffickers?
Okay, so we have somebody on congressional, as a congressional oversight individual, calling out her crimes already, okay? We're talking about little kids that are being trafficked, okay? This is happening within America, but listen carefully just to show you that these are the great American appeasers. This is a new one, by the way, so let's continue on.
Senator, every child that comes into our care gets a Know Your Rights presentation.
Have you read that children are scrubbing dishes, they are operating heavy machinery, they are delivering meals, they are harvesting coffee, they are working construction, they are working as housekeepers, they are working overnight shifts at plants where they are not paid, they are not going to school, they are not cared for, they are not giving meals, almost all of it illegally. Are you aware of that?
Almost all of it illegally. Almost all of it illegally. This is what this senator said during this congressional oversight, and I'm sure some judiciary oversight committee. Okay? He just told her everything she's doing is illegal. If you can see on social media platforms her face, she just looks down with a red, fat face. Okay? She knows she's been busted. Okay? Okay. Now knowing that it's illegal, what I'm waiting to hear from the senator is what he's going to do to report this to the DOJ to make sure the hammer falls upon the crimes that she's committing against our, yes, we are our brother's keeper, our children. Okay? Listen to the rest of this.
That's a yes or no?
Yes.
Do the Know Your Rights presentation help them in those situations?
Senator, ORR.
She's grilling. She's stonewalling.
Yes or no, I think. Do you really think that you're helping these children by releasing them to labor traffickers and, yes, sex traffickers? 85,000 children who you have no contact with. And
listen,
your answer
this
is, we gave them a presentation before we turned them over to these people who are exploiting them on a scale not seen in this country for 100 years, a century. Do you do home visits in all cases? You can actually see where these children are being released, whose care you're putting them in?
Yeah, yeah.
We do not do home visits in all cases. Senator, I'd really like the opportunity to talk about what we
Let's look at what the secretary says.
So he's highlighting her crimes.
Secretary told the
That's
OR
what he's doing here,
you,
concerning
right.
the crimes that are being committed against children.
Extraordinary people.
This is Senator Hawley, by the way.
That's
what this is called. Just wait a second. Just wait a second. This is Senator Hawley, and I just want you to listen carefully to what the people say. Oh, thank God for him and his passion. For doing nothing but merely highlighting the crime. Talking about Senator Hawley. Calling out the crimes of this woman that is child trafficking in America. This is what he's doing. Hey, Mr. Hawley, where's the justice? Okay? But listen to the ignorance of the American people. Oh, don't back down, Senator. God bless you, Senator. Hold them accountable. Well, guess what? Outside of the fact that they grill these individuals, you never hear of the justice that's brought because there's no law enforcement. Don't you understand? The way that you create domestic insurrection is you just lower the law and dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. Put that up against Romans 3:20. Put that up against Romans 4:15. You just don't enforce the law. See, the judgment that needs to be brought to establish righteousness and peace within the gate, guess what, friends? Jeremiah 9:24, it is the heart of God. So when these highlight the crimes and they fail to bring justice, whose heart is that? Who's the great deluder? Who is the lawless one? Who is the one that comes to steal, kill, and destroy? And if we're talking about our children here, friends, just please help me, somebody understand why Senator Hawley has not had taken the time during this little grilling session there merely to appease the American people, stop and have her incarcerated for the crimes that she's guilty of committing right on the spot. No, you'll never get that. See, they need all of this lawlessness. See, because the more lawlessness, and by the way, that is a mirror and a reflection of what your said representatives are failing to do when it comes to the magnification of the law against the criminals. So the more they highlight the crime and there's no justice, it shows you who's bringing forth the injustice. Your heroes are. Senator Hawley is my hero, said one. Oh, this guy doesn't take any blank, said another one. Really? Is this what you're going to settle for, Americans? Because this is what you've been settling for far too long in this country. When you don't tolerate the crime, there's going to be no crime. But the only reason the people in this country tolerate the crime, it's because they are guilty of the crime. That's why. They're accomplices before heaven and their own children as being partakers of the crime by tolerating the crime. Here, let's listen to the rest of this.
That if Henry Ford had run his plants like this, he would never have become famous and rich.
Henry Ford was a communist, by the way.
Get the kids out. Run them through. Get them out to those sponsors, those traffickers. Why didn't you resign when he said this? Do you think that this is morally acceptable?
Why? This is a prime case in point that I'm talking about. Why didn't you resign? Hey, folks, did you know that when you don't pay your taxes and the IRS sends a letter and tells you you better pay up to them, just tell them, no, you know what, just call for my resignation. I'm done. When I go out and commit a crime, regardless of what crime it may be, for the sake of time here, friends, when I get caught by the police, I'm just going to tell them that, you know what, I resign. I'm done. I'm not going to do this anymore. How come that only applies to those in our said representative limited government, but it doesn't apply to everybody else, and nor do I want it to apply to the rest of us? Why does it apply to everybody but the criminals in government, in the agencies that they themselves create? Because if you think about it, America, and you pull back just a little bit, you'll understand who is responsible for advocating the crimes in the first place. And no matter how many times I say this to the American people, it matters not. It matters not. Hey, listen, I'm doing my job. They need to do theirs. No, you know what? I'm doing my job, and then I'm doing their job, and I'm doing their job, and I'm doing their job, because it's my job to make sure that injustice does not have its way in this country that preserves our liberties. And injustice done anywhere, Americans, is an injustice done everywhere. And it's just a matter of time when you overlook these crimes that are being committed by government agencies, friends, and these great American appeasers before it's your children we're talking about. I hope it doesn't come to that. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Roughly 900 troops being deployed to the Middle East to bolster U.S. force protection capabilities in that region. U.S. forces in the Middle East, meanwhile, encountering attacks from militias with ties to Iran. Brigadier General Pat Ryder says these assaults have involved the use of drones and rockets. The U.S. military reporting a Chinese fighter jet Tuesday came within just feet of hitting an Air Force B-52 bomber over the South China Sea. The Chinese pilot flew within 10 feet of the B-52, putting both aircraft in danger of collision. The United Auto Workers Union celebrating a tentative deal reached with Ford. The development could mark the potential end of the strike affecting Detroit's major automakers, which has gone on since September. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Here, I want you to listen carefully because even if I get you for one shot, I want to make the most of it. When the Supreme Court, which is filled with a bunch of debased human beings, the baser sort of scripture talks about, read 1 Kings 13:33, they're appointed by the corrupt. And the problem that we're having at the Supreme Court is the American people and the courts throughout the country believe that the Supreme Court is the final say. That is baloney. It's the job of a judge to discover and apply law, right? We all know this. But it was interesting when this came out about a year ago, and I'm going to show you this in just a moment, that when the Supreme Court said, you know, we're going to have nothing to do with the abortion industry. No. You know, in so many words, you know, the states are going to have to decide. Well, let me ask you a question. Let me go back to the states. Since when did the federal Supreme Court have jurisdiction over an issue like that in the first place? It always belonged to the states if that was lawful. But here's the point I want to make, because the presupposition is God is. We all can agree to that, right? We also receive our rights from God, not from the generosity of the states, said John Kennedy back in the 60s, right? We can all agree on that, right? I mean, look at all the state preambles, so on and so forth. I'm not going to go through all that. But our rights come from God. And then those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, right, through delegated authority. Did the people ever delegate authority to our said representatives to go ahead and illegally sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb? Because it violates the Fifth Amendment every step of the way. life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, you know, and it's not to be deprived without the due process of law. Hey, folks, I'm curious. I didn't know that God gave us a right to go ahead and murder our own children. Of course he didn't. So let's go back to the federal government, which is a creation of the states. I hope I'm clarifying this for you. See, but what we have today is the federal government is the tail wagging the dog rather than the states being the dog and the federal government being the tail. You have it completely backwards. Isaiah 59. Read the whole chapter. It's applicable here. Okay, so back in 1973, there was never any constitutional provision whatsoever for the federal government to say it's a woman's right to murder her own child. Why? Because Charles D. Montesquieu, one of those that aided in establishing common law through English common law, I have it right behind me, along with Charles D. Montesquieu and William Blackstone, God never gave us the right to break his law. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. So, folks, do you understand how you have been lied to by these devils that you tolerate in office, incumbent, in the halls of our government? When you have a government that says we can kill or murder, is what it is, murder our own children, which is a clear violation of the Sixth Commandment, Exodus 20:13, what do you think that you're dealing with? When God said, I hate hands that shed innocent blood in Proverbs 6:17, but a man says, who has not Christ, no, women, you can go ahead and murder your own babies if you want to. What do you think you're up against? What do you think that nation is going to become? I'll tell you what, depopulated. Oh, my goodness, and isn't that what the said globalists and the elitists want? Yeah, they want to depopulate. Just ask Ginsburg, who's now in hell where she belongs, okay? Oh, Bradley, why do you keep judging? I'm judging her by her fruit. She's corrupt from day one, and you know she's corrupt. She's the one that said, you know, she understood what the abortion industry was about and what it was all about. She said that we didn't want to have too many of basically the undesirables, which, by the way, Planned Parenthood's all aimed at black and Hispanics. It's blood money. How do you think politicians run their re-election campaigns? Where do you think that money's coming from? Why do you think all of them continuously feed into providing money from us illegally to give to them every single presidential administration? And might I add, criminal administration. Well, some will say Donald Trump didn't do that. You're sadly, sadly mistaken. You took old Donnie for face value, didn't you? Yes, you did. He actually added $600 million in aid to the likes of Planned Parenthood. That is more money than Barack Obama gave to Planned Parenthood. Got a whole show on it, friends. I know some of you just, you want old Donnie. You want him to be your savior. But here I'm here to tell you, no, because you trust in a man, the Lord's going to bring a curse. And that's exactly what you got with one of the greatest con men of our time. And how he works over the people, I have no idea. The guy's nothing short of an ignorant gossip. That's what he is. He's a gossip. He doesn't even know what he's talking about 90% of the time. Just like the rest of them in Washington, D.C., because it's countering the Constitution. They act in a foreign manner, every single one of them, from the top to the bottom. From the top to the bottom. Since I'm here, do you mind me saying this? We're told now that Donald Trump and Joe Biden, they're neck to neck. Do you see how they lack respect for the American people? Do you see what they expect you to be? And the problem is, as Americans, you keep delivering head and head, right? Remember, they were the ones that told you old Joey he was in office because 80 million people voted him in. Yeah, right. Right? And then he gets into Arizona, and the mainstream media, we played the video, said that there was not one person there to support Kamala Harris, that whore, or Joe Biden, traitorous and treasonous Joe Biden. Read Article 3, Section 3. But somehow or another, 80 million people got him into the People's White House, only to find out that his Twitter account was majorly frauded, friends. We found out that over half of his Twitter followers were completely fake. Same thing with Hillary Clinton, same with Barack Obama, but the people believe it. And as long as you believe it, they're going to keep pushing it, and that's why they're doing it. Because the American people don't wake up to the fact that they don't have the support they want you to believe that they have. That's why they're bringing all the illegals into the country. Let's go back to the topic of abortion. Okay? We don't have a right to murder our own kids. Here's the other question. Why would anybody want to bring harm to a little child? Folks, everywhere I go, when I see those little fat-faced, plump, chubby little babies, I love them. I love them. Matter of fact, we went out shopping just a little bit ago, me and my wife, for one of my brothers from another mother in Michigan, for his family. They just had a baby girl. I love little people. My goodness. Thank God God's laws were an act. They weren't acted before I was born, because if they weren't, I wouldn't be here neither. But Americans have allowed this said corrupt system of government to murder 70 million of its own babies. 70 million of its own kids. Oh, my. Hey, you ready for this? Oh, the Lord's in control. Oh, yes, he is an ambassador and is a faithful witness that delivereth men's souls. Here, listen carefully. For every drop of blood, listen to me, all of you bad guys, every single one of you that have advocated for the crime of murdering children, it's a life for a life. And it tells us in Numbers 35:33 that the only thing that's going to appease God's justice is when those that are responsible for committing the act of murder, their blood is shed in its place. Life for life, right? Okay, so I said all what I said. For every drop of blood that is shed, there will be just recompense and judgment upon the heads of every person in this country. 1-866-582-9933. Well, Bradley, what's your point? My point is, when the Supreme Court came out and said, we're going to leave it to the states, it was never for them to have it in the first place. Nor was it ever for the rights of the people in the state to say that they could murder their children either. The Lord is going to have the last word on the behalf of the innocent blood that's been shed. Oh, rest assured. 2 Kings 24, verse 4. For all of the right that you do, the Lord will not pardon the shedding of innocent blood. You are going to see just recompense upon the heads of the number of babies that have been murdered in this country. And you will see the exact number concerning the numbers of babies that have been murdered to the just recompense of those that have tolerated it. Mark, not my word, mark the word of the living God. You pray all you want. Lord's not looking for you to pray right now, but after you have, let's say, right? And I'm not saying don't pray, but I'm saying people hide behind prayer. But what I am saying, friends, and this is what you need to hear, you need to get out there and start doing after you're done praying. And you've had plenty of time to pray. No more excuses. You need to put a stop to this now. To the degree that you tolerate will be to the degree of judgment upon this country. Mark his word. Look at this. Despite state bans, this is my point, legal abortions didn't fall nationwide in year after Dobbs. Wait a second, there's no such thing as legal abortions. Look at how deceptive this headline is. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Top left side of the page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Or BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. And I also knew that when they said that abortion wasn't going away. Nope, they were going to expand abortion. I knew that that's what they were going to do. These people are dead set on the murder of innocent. And you know who's promoting it? Your governors. Your senators. They know that baby parts are being sold on the black market. They know that babies are being murdered to 3,000 to 4,000 every day in this country. Matter of fact, now the Injustice Department in Washington, D.C. and across the country have now gotten to the point where they're so backwards and reprobate and brazen towards the things of the Lord's Word, which is a bringing a judgment upon themselves. Read Ecclesiastes 8:11. Interestingly enough, now they're prosecuting people that are standing up in an attempt to save the lives of the baby. Now, can you imagine if everybody emptied out one of those football stadiums in every state of our union on a Sunday? 70 or 80,000 people going to the Capitals and demanding justice upon the heads of those that are responsible for murdering innocent babies? Oh, folks, we could change our country just like that, but not for the innocent blood. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Sheriff Leaf out of Michigan. I've heard Bradley Dean speak on GCN at rallies on the state capitol lawn, and I read his book on how he left a life of sin and found the glory of God. Bradley's heart belongs to God, and Bradley speaks from the heart. Join me, and let's listen to Bradley Dean together on GCN.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, final segment. Just doing a little cleanup, friends. Over the last couple of days, we've had Robbie Robinson from the UK over there, who's standing up and doing what he does best in the UK. And in the process of doing that, friends, we, you know, it gobbled up 2 days. The first, we had a little technical difficulty concerning the first segment. So I said, you know what, we need to do this again. We did it right the second day. The second part of the interview was great on the first day. And then the final, the second interview that we did, the first interview, the second half was great. The second interview that we did yesterday was fantastic all the way through and through. And that's what we need more of in the United States of America. And I'm sure they need a lot more of this over there in the UK as well. But we're getting caught up concerning some of the topics. We're hearing a lot of this warmongering going on. Hey, folks, this propaganda of war and World War III, here's the resolve. And for those that have been listening to me for 20 years now, you're going to hear me say it again. No, if they want a war, let them fight the war. Okay, Hamas, Israel, folks, and Israel's a people, not a place. Just so you know the difference. The ignorance I see online is embarrassing. And it's amazing how everybody loves the Lord now. Isn't it? It's like the Lord doesn't want fair-weathered friends, period. But they're out there. Every time it gets a little scary for them, they run back to the Lord. Yep, they're worthless. Period, they're worthless. The devil can't even use them. Think about that. There's a lot of you out there. You need to repent. Your sin put the Christ on the cross. And the Father sent the Son on the cross to cover your sin as the propitiation through His blood. And when you contemplate the blood and the price that's been paid for your freedom, you're not going to sit there and play and fraternize with the enemy of your souls. You're going to act as if how you should act, as a blood-bought son or a daughter of liberty. And you're going to stand up and live for what they died for. Isaiah 42, 21, Psalm 40, verse 7. I'm thinking of Isaiah 8, 10. Hebrews 8, 10. Hebrews 10, 7 as well. Check those out when you get a moment. Hey, folks, if they want a war, let them fight it. You know Hamas and Israel, the American government, they're using your money to fund both sides of that war. Who do you think is creating the war? The CIA. Okay, and what are they doing? They're just like politicians in America, because people don't know the difference. They actually believe that there's a right and there's a left. No, there's not. Hey, folks, Israel and Hamas, all bought and paid for by the same people. And who's pushing the propaganda war machine? The CIA-controlled narrative, who's a part of the pack. They want a war? Let their kids go first. Let them go first. Okay? If you've not taken the time to read a book by Smedley Butler called War is a Racket, do so. Before you even contemplate joining the military, which, by the way, is appointed men that are dressed as women over your military heads and the branches of your military in America. And the American people tolerate it. I want to tell you another thing that they put up with. They put up with the fact that there's still a Hillary Clinton out there. A Bill Clinton. How many dead people are around the Clintons? I'm just curious. I believe there's a 250 body count that we know of. Anybody that stands up and speaks out against the Clintons, they're killed. They're murdered. Mysteriously. All the suicides. You know, some of the suicides have been reported where they got a shotgun blast to the head. And the people, they put up with it. And because they put up with it, no matter how many times they've been busted in fraud and scandal, they're still there. Same thing with the Obamas. Same thing with the Bushes. The American people have known about the Bush regime for decades in this country. But they're still there because that's all old Georgie has to do back in the late 1990s is just tell everybody he's a Christian and it'll work. And the church, the professors in the American church, the children of the apostate, they go back to sleep right on cue. They don't have to worry about anything. Oh, how little do they know of their history. Read Deuteronomy 17, the second half of the chapter. Why do we have a Hillary Clinton still out there? Why is she promoting the war? Why is it that when you look on the federal level and state level, why is everybody promoting the war? Because that's who they work for. They're not serving the American people. Here, remember in contrast what our forefathers did when there was a war? Do you remember who would go? They were the first ones to go. Now when the wars are created, what do? Well, Bradley, you've said this before. Well, I need to say it again because they're creating another one, aren't they? And they're going to do it again and again and again and again because the people haven't said no more, not enough, and not enough to say, you know what, you guys just over there, you need to resign. You know how many American boys are 6 feet under the ground because of you right now? Tens of thousands of them. You know how many innocent people those boys had to kill? Because our government said they were bad? Oh, I'm sorry, until that was after the war, and then they said they found no WMDs? Is there any shame on the behalf of the American people to right the wrongs? No. Has there been reparations? No. God is just. God is just. And if you see it His way, you're going to hold to His word, and you're going to understand what He does when He does it and why He does it. You want to stop it? Then deal with every one of those warmongers. And if they want a war that bad, then let's throw them in a cage and let them fight it out. Hey, nobody supports the American military more than I do. I come from an American military family. Matter of fact, my cousin was killed in Vietnam. All my grandpas and my uncles, my brothers were all in the military. But until you start to see what those unconstitutional wars, many of them are about, we have no business having 737 bases in 140 countries. What are they doing? This isn't an empire, America. We have no business. There's supposed to be no interaction between us and foreign countries. No intermeddlings, I'm sorry. Your federal and state government, they're so far out of their defined duties within the Constitution, they're doing more of that which is unlawful than anything that they're doing lawful. It's not the little lump anymore, folks. It's the whole lump that's been leavened. And unless the people that are called by the Lord in this country stand up and hold them accountable rather than saying, you need to resign. You need to resign. You should just go ahead and call it quits now. What do you think he's going to do when he's out of office? He's going to do it again and again, just like Hillary Clinton. Just like Hillary Clinton. Oh, by the way, the Clintons, if you've not seen Clinton Chronicles, do yourself a favor and watch it. These two devils, along with the Bush regime, worked in Mena, Arkansas as the biggest drug dealers in Mena, Arkansas this country's ever seen. Ask Barry Seal. Oh, that's right. Barry Seal was murdered. Yeah. Forgot about that. Yeah, he was murdered because he was going to come out and tell everybody who was doing the trafficking. Okay, so we got Hillary Clinton. I want to show you something here. This is a video of Hillary being confronted by somebody calling it out for what it really was about. That wasn't going to sit there and take it because Hillary said it. Are you ready for this?
Sorry.
Listen.
The hypocrisy of the
I know you're not.
I'm sorry. That's the point. The hypocrisy.
You know, one thing.
The hypocrisy of the fact that what do you have? Can you please make a statement about President Joe Biden's speech? This is a clearly warmongering speech. President Joe Biden is calling for $100 billion of funding for Israel, Taiwan, and Ukraine, and we're supposed to just bundle these together and pretend like we're going to rush to World War III, and we're all just going to let Hillary Rodham Clinton sit here. Okay.
I'm sorry. You know, this is not, this is not the way
no,
to have
no.
She's promoting the war.
Conversation. You're welcome to come talk to me afterwards.
You can look at this devil.
Okay, right. You're gonna wait for me, right?
Where's the justice, American? She's still out there promoting the globalist agenda.
I do not believe you. Respectfully, I do not believe you. And the fact of the matter is that the American people's voice are what need to be heard.
Yeah,
because our president is not speaking for the American people, and neither are you.
That's your opinion. That's your opinion.
Yes, that's my opinion.
Okay, so you have here, again, to nobody's surprise, Hillary Clinton touting the war machine. Because this is how they make their money, and it's not off their backs. It's not the blood of their children or themselves. It's always somebody else's kids. And this is how you take over and militarize other countries. And if you want to know why you have 35 jihadi camps in your country, is because God's not going to be mocked. And let me remind everybody listening during this last moment, the reason that you have these nationalists coming into your country is because of what you've allowed the likes of a Hillary Clinton in criminal administrations since I can remember. It's because you are hated by these people that are coming into these country, into our country right now, that want vengeance for what you've allowed corrupt politicians to do to their countries. And how many times have they advocated for war, corrupt politicians in America, only to find out after the war they made their money, all the people that have been, they were expendable, right? And it was their blood that was shed, only to find out that, again, the politicians lied to us. And let me ask you this. Which one hasn't been busted lying? How about you tell me that one? Which one hasn't lied? There, let's put it into perspective. That's right. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you tomorrow for 2 hours. See you. 1 John 3:18.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.